Whatever comes out of those peace talks in Minsk will probably depend on what Russian President Vladimir Putin wants. And he always keeps his cards close to his chest. He even keeps a tight lid on what we know about his family. But recently, one of his adult daughters was apparently outed. She's been identified by a Russian journalist named Oleg Kashin. This daughter, if that's in fact who she is, goes by the name of Katerina Tikhonova. And she apparently has two interests. She's a competitive dancer, and she may be in charge of a billion-dollar development project at Moscow State University. Hard to imagine President Obama keeping a lid on this kind of information about one of his daughters. I asked writer Natalia Antonova why Putin is so secretive about his family.
There's been persistent rumors in Moscow for years. Now, once again, I have to say this: these are rumors. I can't say that this has been confirmed, but people believe that what happened is that when Yeltsin named Putin as his successor, it was his then-wife, Lyudmila, who said, "You're going to be president, fine, but keep the kids out of it. They are not going to be thrust into the public eye at all." And that is cited as one of the reasons there's so little information about his daughters. And there's also the fact that you have to go back to the fact that Putin is an ex-KGB person. And KGB people, if you know any, they're going to be extremely, you know, like need-to-know basis. It's part of that culture that you don't tell anyone about your children. That's off limits. That's private.
I mean, you say Putin doesn't discuss anything about his children, but don't you have to go to really great lengths to kind of make everybody wonder whether you have children at all?
Well, I think it's very much known. It's the fact that he does have two daughters. I think that was always, you know, very obvious that he always had them. Of course, yeah, you have to understand that in Russia, it's the one time a newspaper in Russia printed something about a possible relationship that Putin had with another woman, that paper was shut down like virtually the very next day. So there's no incentive, you know, for journalists to dig into this stuff, because it's not like the Kremlin orders it to be shut down. It's more like the owners panic, because there's an intense level of self-censorship going on.
So is this big news in Russia, or Russians kind of going, well, we kind of knew this all along anyway?
Well, I don't see it as being big news here at all. I think the average person is not really focused on Kashin's report and what he's doing. I do think that in the absence of information, people make up wild rumors all the time. I actually think that the fact that one of his daughters might be on this project at Moscow State, that is like a really tame rumor. It's almost like, oh, well, you know, if she's doing that, great. Because, you know, you have to know that in Russia, because of the Soviet legacy and because of the kind of legacy Russia has now, people discuss stuff behind closed doors. And when they do, the theories are almost always more wild than the reality. So for one of his daughters to possibly be involved in this project, it's like, oh, hey, that seems totally normal. You know, why is this even news?
Right. And if they were discussing it behind closed doors, they would not see that as cronyism?
You know, in the West, we automatically label it as cronyism, and it is cronyism. But Russia has this very big culture of cronyism. And this culture is really much entrenched, and it's always explained away as this thing where it's like you can't trust anyone but the people who are closest to you, for example. Hmm. So if you're going to spend $1 billion, who would you give it to? Some random guy or your daughter? You have to give it to your daughter. You can trust her. You know what I mean? There is this, I think, you know, because Russia in the Soviet Union, it had this forced collectivism. But in truth, Russia is a fiercely individualistic country where there's no real community. You don't have, like, I don't know, expert groups or whatever you can trust. You don't have a real transparency in much of anything. In that kind of environment, it makes total sense to give $1 billion to your daughter and say, oh, she's going to do it. Not that I'm even saying that Putin gave that money to her. I'm sure it came from somewhere else. But I just mean that in terms of regular cronyism, you know, to us, we see it as something bad. The Russians see it as, oh, hey, well, I'm just trying to get some work done here. You know, I can't trust anyone but the people who are closest to me.
Is it possible, Natalia, that Putin wanted this to come out, that this was a deliberate leak?
It's entirely possible. And I think the reason for that is that there's been so much pressure with the sanctions and Russia's big standoff with the West over Ukraine. And, you know, people have been really angry. And I wouldn't just say the opposition. I mean, I think a lot of people are saying, well, you know, the West doesn't like us, but we think his daughters are actually living in the West, and that's not cool. So this could have been somehow orchestrated. It might be a coincidence, but it could have been orchestrated just to show that actually, you know, these young women do in fact live in Moscow. They're working for the government. They're working with state funds. lay off their patriots. You don't have a right to criticize them. That's entirely possible.
Writer Natalia Antonova speaking with me from Moscow. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Sure. Bye.